Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 28th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a half a cent, 534 and a half. March wheat down 11 and a quarter cents at 647. March beans up 21 and a half cents at 1353 and a quarter. Certainly not the kind of day you'd expect with the export news we had this morning, with the corn at 1.85 and the beans at 466 old and 1.56 new, plus the 1.7 million metric ton sale to China in the corn market. You know, we opened the corn, better part of a dime higher, ran up another 5 cents. We opened up the beans about a dime higher, ran up another few cents. And then the beans broke as much as 46 cents off the highs. The corn, 20 off its highs. The wheat, 18 off the highs. Good exports bringing lousy closes. All the news this morning was friendly between the Russian wheat trading at a premium to French wheat, the possible export cap in Argentina, the heavy rains delaying the harvest in Brazil. So we had all this positive news out here, yet the market, certainly closed poorly in the wheat and the beans, not so much in the corn. What are we going to do tomorrow? We made a new contract high in corn, high and high close. The high was 550 and a half. Close was just a quarter cent higher than the previous high close, but it's a new high close, 534 and a quarter. The oil made a new contract high, closed up a new contract high close up 13 ticks, but a good 60 off its highs. So a lot of mixed bags out here. The silver was a dollar lower, rallied $2 an ounce, and then broke a dollar an ounce. There was news that the same group that had prompted all the buying in the GameStop stock were trying to tout guys to buy silver. And the silver rallied $2 and then broke a dollar. I don't know who's got caught holding the bag on that one, but that's apparently what happened in the silver market today. But the volatility is so extreme. The Dow Jones was down hard yesterday. Right now, it's up 500 points, but it's 150 off its highs. Anybody trying to really outguess these markets, it's a very tough game. One day, it looks absolutely horrendous, getting sell signals, and the next day, it comes right back, makes new highs, looks like it's going higher, then turns around, goes lower, opens higher, closes lower, opens low, closes high. It's just been an incredible volatile situation out here. So, I look at these corn. It's out here at 439. I look at November beans out here at 1131. I think these are prices well worth protecting out here, and continue to believe that once we figure out what's happening in March, then I think the game is really over. If we don't squeeze the beans and corn by March, I really don't think it's going to happen. So we'll see where we go, but right now, March, May corn and March, July beans, aren't indicating that it's that bad out here, but we'll have to see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.